And so it's time to talk about baby reindeer. Well, I watched Baby Reindeer a long time ago, and I'm finally getting to it. It's something that I was not going to bypass as far as discussing the gem that is Baby Reindeer. So a girlfriend of mine was like, "You have to watch this. You have to watch this. I want you to watch this so we could talk about it." And she is a very dear friend and she's amazing. So I watched Baby Reindeer for her and was so engrossed. I think I initially had to break it up into 2 days or like 2.5 days, but I was just like, OMG. And Baby Reindeer is so great that I watched the entire thing again today. I knew I wanted to watch it or rewatch it to do my recaps, and I wasn't expecting to like it again. Like, I wasn't expecting to kind of be on the edge of my seat and so interested in what's going to happen. And it really speaks to Richard Gadd, who is the main character and star and the person that the series is based off of. It speaks to his talent. Like, his writing, I think, is so seamless. It comes across as so incredibly genuine. You know, a lot of times you watch TV or movies and the writing takes you out of whatever it is that you're supposed to be watching and believing because you're like, nobody talks like this. Nobody says those things. Like, the writing was spot on and the acting was absolutely superb. It's like, Richard, I cannot believe that he is a comic. It don't make no sense. This man is a very, very talented, brilliant actor, along with the woman who plays Martha, top tier. And I know that there's so much hype around this show. I know that they've done red carpets and interviews in the UK, and I really hope that they start walking away, just clearing it when it comes to these award shows, because this was quite a feat. This was, I mean, there were so many incredibly demanding scenes in Baby Reindeer that if you don't got the chops to do that scene and to sell it, like, just get out of here. Like, Richard murdered. He crushed it. And then Martha? Flawless. Flawless. Like, I rewatched, like, okay, am I really gonna be believing her as much as I did the first time? Yes. And even more so, like, this woman is so out there. The real Baby Reindeer stalker, Fiona Harvey. Wow. Wow, Bethany, wow. So let's talk about episode one. Now, I'm gonna go through my notes and hopefully things will come to me that aren't on my notes. I got more from watching this the second time. A lot more clicked for me than it did the first time. So, fun fact, the heart in Baby Reindeer, where everything takes place at the pub. Apparently, the pub's name is The Heart in Camden, and it's that very same pub that Amy Winehouse was at all the time. And I know this because of Martha's rants after Baby Reindeer came out. So Martha blames the pub for Amy Winehouse's death. Now, when you watch Baby Reindeer and you see how Martha behaves, Fiona, sorry, behaves, you're like, okay, that makes sense. Something that about Fiona, Martha slash Fiona, that is so jarring and troubling is she gets nasty. Like, she knows how to be over the top brutal with her insults at the drop of a dime. So, because this series was, since she used to go to this Martha slash Fiona used to go to this pub. And because Amy Winehouse used to go to this pub, she goes ahead and blames the pub for Amy Winehouse's death. Like, she is one of the most insufferable, unwell people ever. Period. And somebody online was saying that they think that she has split personality disorder, bipolar, and is schizophrenic. I don't know. I didn't diagnose the bitch, never met the bitch. All I could say is this is what insanity looks like. And I do believe that she's bipolar at the bare minimum, just like as a baseline. And she gives a really, she's such a bad look for people with bipolar because there's a lot of bipolar people out here who are not Martha, who are just not that crazy, but she's a whole different brand of psycho. All right, so Donnie tells Martha comes into the bar, as you know, and he tells her that he's gonna get her a cup of tea, and she looks up and she looks so happy. Do not be nice. Like, a takeaway from Baby Reindeer is do not be nice. Like, how many bartenders watched this and said, ain't no way I'm gonna give anybody a free drink any longer? Like, how many bartenders started to feel some type of way when doing their job, which a big part of being a bartender is being nice and engaging with people in conversations and acting like you care about what they're saying. Like, I feel bad for bartenders when it comes to the fact that, like, some people don't take a hint. Like, some people really do want to sit there and kind of soak up your whole shift talking to you. And so many people are horrible story takers and don't know where to, like, end a story. So how many bartenders watched Baby Reindeer and said, nobody's getting a free drink, and I'm gonna start being very cold and very professional? Because if Donnie blew Martha off, which everybody probably does, like, how God only knows how many pubs that Martha sat her fat ass down at and was like, oh, can I get a tea or whatever? Whatever it is. Like, doesn't she get water or some shit? And then she's like, oh, well, I can't afford that. Why are you there? Like, why are you at the pub if you can't afford a drink? Just to be stalking people, stay home, put some in your microwave. Go have a fine dining microwave meal in your dirty, filthy kitchen. Like, why are you at the pub? So, Martha lights up when, Donnie says that he'll get her a drink. And when she tells him that she's a lawyer, he starts laughing, as he should, as he should. So, Martha says that she trained in criminal law. And she moved to England and retrained, and she opened up her own practice and she won several awards. And now she's a legal advisor to the government. And she says that she owns a practice and has a flat and three different offices. She says that she's the go-to person for the biggest political minds in the game. And she says that she has political figures in her phone. So then she scrolls the contacts in her phone and she shows Donnie that she has Tony Blair amongst other people. And then Donnie says, if all this is true, why can't she afford a cup of tea? Like, Martha. So to us, it's like, okay, if you are this prestigious, top tier, well-known, sophisticated, established, successful lawyer, why can't you afford a cup of tea? And that's where the holes are in people's stories who are unwell. Like, Martha, is she like made me think of this one time I went to Starbucks and me and this guy, like, we were vibing. He was an older guy. I don't know. Maybe I feel like I was fairly young. And me and him were just vibing. I was working online. He was just talking and like so interesting. This was in LA, and I was like, okay, like, I'm into this. I think he was like kind of like acting like he was connected to the industry or name dropping. And then, as soon as this man started to talk about Anne Hathaway wanted to marry me, and I told her no, and this and that, and he looked like he had, unhoused. Homeless slash unhoused. I hate how woke everything is. Means the same damn thing. So he had unhoused vibes, and I was like, okay, I don't think Anne Hathaway is trying to get with you or was trying to get with you when she was like already with other people. And it's like the way how some people who are unwell can sell you a story, they all should be working in sales. You know, they're forgetting the very like the most important piece of the story is that it needs to be believable. You know what I mean? Like, if you're working for all these public figures, you could afford some tea. But the way that they weave a story and put it together and just they'll stare you dead in the eyes, you're like, oh, yes, that must have happened. Like, I was like vibing and listening to this guy for at least 30 minutes when I was like, okay, he is gone. Nothing, like, he might as well say he lives in a spaceship. Like, they go off the deep, and eventually, if you let them speak too long, they're just so happy to have your attention and to have somebody who is listening and believing them, because everybody probably says, get out of here. They probably pick up on it faster than I did in that moment, or faster than Donnie did. Or he was just being a nice bartender, but it was like, come on now, where's your money? Why are you there? So Donnie said that you notice when someone notices you, and Martha would show up every day dressed up. So Martha was going to the bar and basically acting like she was on a one-on-one date with Donnie because she was dressed up, especially initially. And then she would sit there at the bar for Donnie's entire shift. But she was always claiming to be so busy. Again, major plot hole. You working for all these politicians. You're so busy, but yet you have 40 hours a week to sit at the bar. And she orders a Diet Coke, plenty of ice, and he would always give it to her on the house. Again, do not do this if you're a bartender. Don't. I know you're probably nice, want to be nice, but look at what can happen. Oh my goodness. So Martha would talk about people, name drop, first names, as though Donnie was supposed to know what she's talking about. And she said how Donnie, there should be a man tax for his chiseled jaw and his manly hands and deep voice. And you know what? So Richard Gadd, he looks like he needs to be like a good 60 pounds heavier, in my opinion. But I will say his voice is pretty deep, and I like have a raging, mostly sexy voice fetish, but deep voice fetish. Like, his voice, it's not bad. It's like a very, very good voiceover voice. But his jaw is chiseled, but I don't care because he doesn't have enough fat in his face. And he's gained some weight after the show came, after Baby Reindeer dropped, but I hope he holds on to it. Like, I think he looks way too emaciated in the show. So Martha says that she wants to run away for her birthday. And she also says to Donnie that she wouldn't mind teaching him where to put his tongue. So one of the most fascinating things about Martha is how aggressive this woman is when it comes to anything sex related. Like, she does not know how to hold back. She's extremely graphic, as though anybody wants to hear her say these things. This is like your bartender, and you're literally saying to your bartender that you want to teach him where to put his tongue. Did he say that he's interested in you? Like, she is so out there. Oh my gosh. Okay. So she asks Donnie for his number after she invites him to a picnic, and Donnie says that he doesn't believe in sex before marriage. Donnie is so funny. And what's hilarious is, like, it doesn't matter what he says. Obviously, Martha is invested and on board. So Martha says that she's marriage material, according to whom? She claims that she just bought a penthouse. Again, not living in reality. That's what unwell people do. And I believe that they believe what they're saying. And so Martha said that she needed someone to hang her curtains. And Donnie, feeling like everybody's eyes on him and the pressure, he said, I'll hang your curtains. And she took that as a total sexual innuendo. And she didn't laugh at the comment and she just emailed him. She found, so Martha finds Donnie's email and emails him. Like, that's just a portal into her, or it's the genesis of her stalking him virtually. So she emails him, "Baby reindeer," quote, "Baby reindeer, roses are too cliche. Think outside the box for me. I can come several times in one sitting. We'll teach you all in the fingers. I gotta go. M sent from my iPhone." So it's like, did he say that he wants this? He talked about, hanging curtains, and here she goes talking about how she's gonna teach him like that. I'm so perplexed by Martha. She seems to. I rewatched it. I'm obviously going to be reading some of her crazy emails, but in rewatching it, I'm like, she seems to be extremely sex obsessed. And I would love to know. And, she has a history of stalking. I would really love to know more about her past. Like, how do we get this far off the deep end? Has anyone dated her? Has anyone done the things that she speaks of, really, because I don't know if anybody would want to be in her presence. I don't know. I mean, she does have to throw herself on people and she does have to do things without consent. So it's like, does anybody like show, has anybody shown this woman any interest at all? Why is like stalking her way of flirting? And then why is she so obsessed with sexual stuff? Like, why is she so horny? Like, is she a virgin? Like, that's what I want to know. I mean, I don't want to know. She, like, but it would explain a lot. Like, what is the missing piece that has brought her to be this woman who, if she thinks that a guy is interested, she is just really trying to throw him some pussy. Like, whether he has shown interest or not, she is like, please take it. I would love to know why. And I would love to hear from anyone who's ever had a date with this woman, like, or tried to date her. Like, I don't know. Maybe those men did not survive. I don't know. I would love to know that. The UK has done a little digging. Dig deeper, y'all. Dig deeper. So Martha is now sending Richard about 80 emails a day and continuing long into the night, according to him. And he makes note of the fact that he did not see an iPhone on her person at any time. She was never texting from an iPhone. And this is a very important fact. Why is she saying sent from my iPhone? Why is it important to Martha, who began her stalking in 2015, why is it important in 2015 for Martha to want Richard to know that she owns an iPhone? Again, make it make sense. And the way how this woman can't spell is who spells like her? I don't know. I'm just so glad that all of her messages were filled with the typos because how do you get there? Like, it's like so her phonics are off. She comes in with a picnic basket because she wants to go on a picnic with Donnie, and he looks at the price tag. It's 196 euros. This woman don't got money for a cup of tea. How is she dropping $200 on a basket? And she kept the tag on. Did she steal it? I hope so. Because that's like probably her income for the year. So then Donnie tells Martha that picnics are for lovers and coffee is for friends. And so he will take her to coffee. So, of course, that's a whole gateway to their permanent, sorry, to their union in her mind. So she emails him, quote, "Coffee fun times. Oh, yes. I almost bought a thong for you. Then I thought, who am I, 16? Didn't need that thing riding up me gash. splitting me in two, sent from my iPhone. Like, nobody asked you. He said, we'll go to coffee. Why? Who thinks of thongs and coffee? I didn't know that was a coffee type of situation where you need a thong while riding up your gash. I'm not a big thong wearer. I think they're great. I think they are very comfortable. But, and I'm not a big coffee person either. But she is mentioning the thong, like trying desperately to sexualize herself for no reason. Why? Like Martha is so unhinged. She's just trying so hard. And maybe she thinks that like sex is the only thing she has to offer. But a guy needs to be interested first. She doesn't care about that though. I think like most men are not giving this woman eye contact. So if you give this woman eye contact, you're doomed. Like that's a wrap for you. It's curtains. So Donnie says that he's serious about Martha as a friend when they're out having coffee, and Martha orders herself t a tap water because she says she can't afford anything at the restaurant. Why? Why? Okay. So Martha is a cheap ass bitch. Let's be real. Martha has food in her house. She's eating something, right? To still be here. She's eating and drinking something. Why can she not afford anything on a menu, anything at an establishment? Why? And then Donnie offers to pay for her. It's like rewatching, you can't be nice. This is all the problem is she created her own fairy tale and story, and so you can't be nice. You can't. It's so sad. So Donnie asks Martha when they're out having coffee for her birthday, how did she get his email address? And she says his website. And then she tells him that his stand-up comedy isn't going well, and his videos online were shite. And I love how they say shite in this, because I certainly don't say that. And so then she grabs his hand, she won't let it go, and she starts yelling when he pulls his her hand away, and then she hits the table really hard, you know, causing a scene. So it's the first, like, I think, very obvious glimpse slash exhibit A of Martha being very unwell, and just bam, just at the drop of a dime, she's ready. She's already pissed off, you know? So then Donnie is just like, what is up with this woman? So he follows her home because he wanted to know who she was, because he knew she's not a millionaire lawyer. Like, what is this woman about? And you know what? It's like, I don't think I would care enough to be like, I think I meet a woman who starts yelling, hits the table, or sorry, I m meet a man, if I'm being heteronormative, who yells and hits the table. I'm good. I know enough, you know? So once he gets to her apartment, we see how filthy it is. This woman is like the time that she can spend cleaning, she is quote sending or typing emails quote sent from her iPhone.